T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He's addressing the ball. He takes a swing. I don't see what happened. We're on the delay. Oh. Oh, boy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. We're back on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
John Lynch is talking right now to the media in his pre-draft availability. We'll get that sound to you shortly, probably in the next half hour or so. Apparently, the first question he was asked was about Brandon Ayuk, so we'll get that sound to you quickly. Yes, go.
No, I was just saying speaking of which, the Niners are used to this in regard to, I don't want to say a player being disgruntled, but they did it with Debo. We saw it played out with Bosa last year, Stoney, and they got back to the Super Bowl. But all in all, if we're in Vegas, you don't got to be the place of bet nowadays. Stoney, there's just no way, no scenario in my world on the Guru computer that Brandon Ayuk is not a San Francisco 49er before the draft.
Let's go to Gerald. Gerald's in San Jose, wants to jump into the conversation. What's up, Gerald? How you doing?
I'm on live?
Yes, sir.
Gerald.
Oh, okay. Matt, I mean, I don't understand your logic, because you say we cannot roll the Warriors back. We cannot go back with the same crew next year, which makes sense. And so basically what you're saying is that Draymond and Klay Thompson should retire. Basically, that's basically what you're saying.
No.
I mean, what other team they're like leftovers, basically what you're saying. This is throw them somewhere else and retire. Even Steph Curry.
So you don't think Klay Thompson will have any suitors? Free agent suitors. Do you think there's going to be any team that's interested in Klay Thompson? Oh, he dropped.
Yeah, you. Go ahead.
Jesus.
He wasn't saying retire, Gerald. Relax. It's all good.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's,
next question.
You want to play a game?
Yeah. Lickety.
Let's go through some players, and you tell me if you think there'll be a Warrior next year.
Okay, I like that.
And then I want to get into other thing. I want to.
And let's start this with I don't have any sources. So go ahead.
Chris Paul III.
Nope.
Klay Thompson.
Yep.
I'm a no for Klay Thompson. Again, let me make it clear: the no means I don't believe the Warriors are going to bring him back. It's not.
Chris Paul
Joe Lacob.
This is about Joe Lacob. Right. So I just don't think Clay's coming back. The more I think about what he said the day after the season was over, there wasn't a lot of talk of Warrior for life.
Mm-hmm.
I think he may be a casualty. Wiggins.
Yep.
See, I don't think Wiggins will be here next year. Kuminga. I have a yes for Kuminga. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, and I don't do this just for the sake of saying what you don't think, but God darn it, I'm going to say yes, Evan.
Yes, he'll be here.
Yes.
But that...
that bothers me, because I said yes to Wiggins, too. One of them are going to be gone.
God,
and
no.
I, I don't know why, how it's going to be Wiggins when Kuminga can fetch you the most. And I love J.K. Steiny.
But he's got a higher upside.
Right, but is that going to be 2026, 2025? Like, when? And I think I'm ready to give that away for something I believe that can help Steph Curry and the gang get us back to the promised land sooner. And I could be wrong, but that's the risk of doing business. Give me somebody else.
Moses Moody.
Yeah, he's here.
The reason he's here is because he could be your starting two guard next year.
Man.
Yeah, I think this is the way I like to always phrase this, Goo. I don't like to say, well, what do you think? I'd like to say, you have to put money on it. So if you have to put money on it,
yeah.
I'm saying Chris Paul III won't be here.
Gotcha.
I don't think Wiggins is going to be here.
You know what's scary about Wiggins not being here?
I don't think Klay Thompson's going to be here. I think Draymond will be here. And I think Kuminga will be here.
So we're going to choose Kuminga's future over Wiggins. But
you can bring them both back if you want.
What scares me about that is Wiggins is not going to fetch you as much as Kuminga could.
Nope.
But Wiggins is more of who he is than Kuminga is. And Kuminga's only problem I have with him, and I've said this, it's a Spider-Man meme, when he plays against guys his size with that athleticism, you could see where he needs to grow and get in the lab. But if we're talking about, you know, tell of the tape, shout out Devin Haney who took an L. Shout out Ryan Garcia, Stoney, over the weekend.
I love
Andrew Wiggins is a more polished basketball player right now than Jonathan Kuminga. And
of course he is.
But it's that, what Wiggins are we going to get? It's never been a basketball issue. It's a motor issue.
What about this?
All right.
You know the Wiggins you're going to get?
Give it.
The Wiggins for the last 4 years. That's the Wiggins you're going to get.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. He'll be good at times, and he'll disappear at other times. Yeah. But you know that's the other deal that Dunleavy's going to have to figure out, and that is Kuminga might be able to get you. The other problem is Kuminga. You're going to have to tack somebody along with Kuminga.
No,
you can't just trade Kuminga because he only makes $7 million.
I mean, then you're really, but it could be.
But you can't trade Kuminga unless he's attached to a $20 million player to get a $20-plus million player. Like, if you say Kuminga and...
Give me the $20 million.
Kuminga and Moody, they make $14, $15 million between them, or $13 and $14 million between them. You got to find a $13 or $14 million player. And those impact players tend to be up in the 20-plus millions. So that would lead you to believe it'd be more like Wiggins
and got
somebody else. Yeah.
So we keep talking about money. Brandon Ayuk, who deserves it, if you ask me. And Klay Thompson, if you ask me. So you're telling me, Steiny, Jonathan Kuminga is going to get paid or could get paid, and I'm not too short. The great rapper had a saying, don't hate the player, hate the game, Steiny. So Kuminga could get $30 million. And the Warriors would be paying for what he's going to do in the future, right? That's a risk in that. Because you know he's not where – you see all the potential in the world. But if you give him that money, it's going to be – we're betting on the come. We're betting
He's worth more than seven right now.
No doubt about it. So. But he's going to try to bring the house down and rightfully – but my thing is – you're not paying for what he's already done. You're paying for what he's going to blossom into.
But 80%
of that money.
But that's just decisions teams always have to make. Like, you know, Orlando's going to have to figure out Banchero.
Yeah.
And
but my whole point in that, if you were to shop Kuminga, you don't actually know what's going out the door. Most of what's going out the door is his ceiling and potential. Wiggins, you already know what he can do on a good day. You know what I mean? You know he can create his own shot. You know he can guard the other team's best player or attempt to. Yeah, he can get better rebounded. You know he might shoot 40, 45% from three in a month or months. It's like there's just more tangible evidence from Andrew Wiggins as a basketball player than Jonathan Kuminga. Wiggins is in his own way because of his psyche, and you don't know when he's going to be ready to play upstairs. But as far as
– I would never – like, the only reason is because one guy's 29 and one guy's 21. Like, I am not, like, if you're telling me we know what Wiggins is, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that's why I'm never moving off Kuminga if the choice is like, I mean, if you would say right now, Wiggins, I got to give him a better chance to be better than Wiggins when it's at 30 years old at this point.
And unfortunately, for my argument,
he's got more of a motor.
Yeah, it's not even an argument, but the reality is, I would ask you, you sure about that with the 2022 Wiggins? But that's not fair because that looks like an anomaly.
I mean, you can continue to hold on to things from 2 years ago and move forward with it, but I like that to me.
I hold on to a lot, but
it's a long 2 years. I mean, that's two personal leaves ago for Andrew Wiggins, and it's 2 years ago for the Stars. Bobby Marks, Evan, was talking about Kuminga's value and extension range. Let's take a listen to what Bobby Marks thinks Kuminga's ballpark is.
I think his number is probably in that 5-for-130 range. I don't think he's a max player, which would be 5-for-225 or 5-for-225. But I do think he's probably a 25 to $30 million player, because I do think the upside is there to be a top starter / all-star type player in the league.
Mm-hmm. Right, I get that. I get it, Stani.
And
man, the one
about
thing
to get paid. We'll see. I mean, it would seem like a
they would be doing what the Niners, if they don't give Ayuk his money, what they would be. I mean, I know it's a business, but you'd really be stepping on the pedal of that, having Ayuk come play on his last year in a sport where it could be over in any second, and doing that to Kuminga, right? That he's not going to be in the right frame of mind.
I mean, I don't know. Here's the other thing, that just from a practical standpoint. Yeah, I guess the Warriors can kick the can down the road, and they can pay Klay Thompson 20 or 25, and they can re-sign Kuminga for 30, knowing that doesn't kick in till year after next.
Okay.
But you're going to have to make a move then. You're not going to have Curry at 60, Wiggins at 25, Green at 25, Kuminga at 30, and Klay at 20. Like, that is absolutely not going to happen.
So let me start. I just random, hashtag random. You said something earlier, and it just resonated with me right now. You're so sure right now, after this season was done in its totality, that if I asked you who the second best Golden State Warrior last year was, it would, and I'm not going, no shade at Kuminga, you would say definitely Jonathan Kuminga?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were like. That's the problem that Joe Makeup has.
Fans halfway through the year, we're talking about Kuminga like he was the second best.
Like that's the problem. I don't know who's the second best Warrior.
Yeah. Let's go to City Boy.
Our guy.
City Boy's on the line. What's up, City? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm good, fellas. I had to take a week off. After the way the season ended, I had to decompress a little bit and think about it, man. It was sad. You know, I texted my son right after that loss, and I said, you know, because his entire life the Warriors have been a winner, you know.
Right.
And I kind of told him, you know, end of an era, you know. And he, you know, I said, well, it's been fun. I mean, I'll be honest, like, I've loved every minute of this. I would love to see them retool and get back, and, you know, as fans, we're always going to hold out hope, but it doesn't look, you know, the league is strong right now. I mean, these teams are good out there. You know, I'm sure you guys saw the rumor about Karl Anthony Towns and the Warriors, or he might be interested in coming here. I mean, that'd help. Obviously, but I don't see how you get them. I mean, what do they want from us other than Kuminga? So I don't know how that works. But you know, the funny thing is with Wiggins. So Klay and Wiggins are very similar at this point in their careers. They're just too inconsistent. I mean, think about last year in the Lakers series. Klay had that 130-point game, and he looked great, and then he shot us out of the series. And I mean, I'll be honest. When Klay's bad, he loses the game for you. Like, he kills you. So I just don't see, like, listening to Kerr and Dre and Steph, it sounds like he's coming back. I mean, I don't think there's any two ways about it. Klay will be back next year. But I would look at a guy, you know, I think Dallas, what's his name, Tim Hardaway Jr. has kind of fallen out of favor there. I think the Warriors have to look at players like that they can actually get a hold of. somebody that can shoot the three ball. So the Warriors have to add shooting, and a guy like that would be perfect because he doesn't demand the rock. He doesn't need it in his hands, and, you know, and he can shoot. So they got to surround Steph with some shooters if they're going to compete, probably keep Draymond around. And, Karl Anthony Towns and you know, there's a kid from Princeton. There's a point guard from Princeton. We really need a backup point guard. I would take a look at this kid Lee from Princeton. He's a real nice little player, and I think he's going to be a second-round pick. So I might try and trade Wiggins for a second-round pick and Hardaway Jr.
That I know who you're talking about, that guard from Princeton. If he doesn't make the team, he can go on to the Warriors analytics department right away.
No, I'll give you a two. I like me some Tim Hardaway Jr., but City Boy, if you're telling me the Warriors need to be more consistent, he's consistent at being inconsistent. And I don't know, maybe that's because he's playing with Luka, who just dribble, but I don't know, Stoney. But the cat thing, I wonder if Dub Nation is re, because we got a lot. I caught hell. Do you want Karl Anthony Towns? Now that this season culminated in a non-playoff berth, what? Does Cat look so bad now? Would he look so bad?
For the life of me, I just think it's a joke the way we talk about Karl Anthony Towns like he's available. They're one of the best teams in the Western Conference. They're up 1-0. I mean, I guess he could be available, but you know, he's 28, he's in his prime. The Minnesota Timberwolves are poised to go further than they've ever gone before if they can win a round. I mean, I guess we can talk about Karl Anthony Towns. Like, here's the other thing.
I guess when we talk about him, he gives you some body punches. Okay. I know he shoots threes with the best of them.
He's making $50 million next year.
Well, that's a problem.
So how do you even – so, okay, $50 million. Would the Timberwolves want – Draymond and Wiggins?
I'm laughing, but you can't
trade both those guys. First of all, I don't think they like each other. So I don't think the team that would trade for Draymond and Wiggins would want
Chris
both
Paul
of them.
Chris Paul and Dray didn't like each other. That worked out.
Well, I mean,
they didn't really like each other.
Yeah,
I'm dreaming. I'm just telling you what I think the team needs, and I love TJD. But Stoney, when you got a dog down there that can get you some scorn, it alleviates it. The Warriors are a one trick pony right now, and we play
that. Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah,
call him a dog.
He can be.
Man.
When he's got it going. And when he plays the Warriors, he's a dog.
I'm just
not
saying.
Not D-O-G, D-A-W-G.
I know, but most people
would
say he's soft.
Give me some down there and dunk on somebody's ass. That's what we need.
I'd rather have Gobert, I think.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
He's the garbage man. He's got a – his stuff is predicated on what you do or don't
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Exactly. I
ain't mad at Gobert.
We need to get better defensively. That's the other thing. That, to me, is the rat on the table.
Well, we need to get better on both sides. How about that?
Yeah,
that's fair. The rat.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru with you. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors and what they're going to do this offseason with Jonathan Kuminga. Do they re-sign Jonathan Kuminga? Do they bring back Klay Thompson? We're just trying to speculate as opposed to refer to what the Warriors are going to do.
Oh, man.
Hey, let me throw this at Abby real quick because I wanted to
–
I want you in here too in terms of – it's a baseball thing. You there, Evan?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys educate me because you guys are the real smart baseball guys. Gabe Kapler.
I sent sarcasm.
Gabe Kapler was a, you know, his philosophy was to platoon and to, you know, go righty-lefty, and everybody made fun of that. Everybody said, you know, that's clown managing. But don't we see the other side of that coin early in the season when, let's say, you have a team that is going to go with the same lineup, essentially day in and day out? But when that happens, don't you have to live with guys going through dry spells? And, like, can you be upset with the San Francisco Giants right now because they got a bunch of guys not hitting when the philosophy is we're going to try to play guys to be in the lineup every day, and we're going to have to live with some slumps. Evan?
Yeah, I mean, Well, I think that's kind of the case with every team, but if you truly believe that your position players are good enough, then, yeah, you stick with them. I think it's been more about, I don't know about you, Goo, but paying attention to where guys are at in the lineup, it seems to change a lot. So the same names are in the lineup every day, but they clearly haven't found their roles there yet, in my opinion. So, I mean, it's they play in a lot of close games. I don't think their offense is as sexy as the offseason made it out to be, but, yeah. I mean, you're getting solid production from a few young players. Jung-Hoo Lee looks like a dude, so... I mean, I think offensively they're not great, but I don't know if I expected them to all of a sudden just be murderer's row.
Yeah, that's a great call, Evan. As for me, Stani, to answer your question, just from a fan perspective, and you met 49er Frankie, all you guys have, he said when him and his daughter, Francesca, wanted to go to the game, they would have to wait to 3 or 4 o'clock to see when the lineup card was going to come out for the San Francisco Giants under Gabe Kapler. Now, that's two fans. My thing is, I want to know who I'm coming to see, and baseball is such a hard sport, Stani. When you're struggling or scrapping, you got to figure out that, you know, your day's coming. You know, you're going through the slump. You're going to come out of it. But I just think it's harder and less sexier when player A is going to be in there one time and player B is going to be in there the next time. And what if you got two guys kind of scrapping? Then it's kind of a...
Then it adds up to one guy scrapping.
Well, but you don't have that continuity of Matt Stymans is our right fielder and he's going to work it out. You know, he's scrapping. He's going to go through it. So I just think the continuity has always been, for me, that staple of consistency. So I know the Giants aren't hitting right now and baseball is a hard game, but I'll say this, and I'm not singling one player out. When the news broke that Matt Chapman was coming to be a San Francisco Giant, you would have never thought he didn't hit 20 home runs last year. He hit under 20 home runs last year. Okay, yeah, he hurt the finger, got off to a quick start, but I'm just saying, when I think of Matt Chapman, when it was announced, I thought of the A's Matt Chapman, you know, and I'm not saying he can't get back to that, but Stani, they are struggling. Everybody outside of Lamont Wade Jr. and Hoo Lee is having some good at-bats, but I don't think they're done. But I got to be honest, to Evan's point about, you know, they're being slotted in different spots of the order, I'll take that all day, every day, over, you know, Tim Jordan's batting, he's in right field, Stani's in right field the next day. That's just me.
Yeah, I wonder. And then you wonder, well, what if you acquired Matt Chapman in a year, he's going to hit .238.
What if Gabe was the manager and he had this at his disposal? Would we see less platooning?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is more platooning wouldn't necessarily mean less success. And
I'll give you that right now.
And like I look, it, all I'm saying is on the surface, of course you'd rather see guys playing every day and, you know, getting 550 plate appearances, but if a guy's not hitting, he's not hitting, and then you have no but Evan, by the way, and I said this earlier in the show, how happy are you right? Not happy. That's the wrong word. How gratified are you right now that what you said about Blake Snell seems to be coming true?
Well, I'm not happy that he's given up 15 runs in 11 innings. I mean, that's something that hasn't been too pleasant. In fact, I'd say the biggest surprise about the Giants to me, it's not their offense, it's their pitching staff. Like, they're one of the worst staffs in terms of ERA in baseball. Like, they can't get guys out when they need to. So
it's man.
I mean, and their bullpen hasn't really been that good. I think, you know, the position players, it stands out because they're in a lot of close games. But, I mean, you're giving up 17 runs to the Diamondbacks. I know they split with them. But they can't get consistent starts right now outside of Logan Webb and Jordan Hicks. So
Evan, then you wake up Saturday morning on top of that, Evan, and you find out, because nobody's been asking me, but I'm like, you know what? They got reinforcements coming. At some point, Ray will be in the rotation, and especially Cobb, and then he gets moved to the 60, and then I'm kind of frantic for a Giant fan. They're like, oh, no, it's still – he'll be back, but that doesn't help.
Yeah, also, I know coming up we got a break here in about a minute, but we do have news and quotes from John Lynch on the other side. So we'll be playing that specifically about Brandon Ayuk. That was the first, second, third, fourth. All the questions are about Brandon Ayuk.
All right, there you have it. Right here on 95.7 The Game, John Lynch. 49ers general manager, just got done talking to the media. We're going to play some of that sound on the other side, and it's all going to be about Brandon Ayuk and what's going on with Brandon Ayuk and whether or not he'll be a 49er come next season or whether he'll be paid or whether he'll be traded. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into that conversation on the other side. A reminder, you can catch all 4 hours of Steiny and Guru on the free Odyssey app. You can download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. We are at Stone Tree Golf Club in Novato. It is the ATCO Pest Control Golf Tournament. They're one of our great sponsors here at 95.7 The Game. If you missed it earlier, I think you can go check out Guru on social media. He had the first drive of the day today at about 10:45. He got things kicked off, and we're having a great time out here. Beautiful venue in Novato. Beautiful day. ATCO Pest Control Golf Tournament at Stone Tree Golf Club in Novato. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take a listen to some John Lynch sound on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right, on 95.7, The Game.
Hit me again, Spadoni.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hit me again, Spadoni.
Hit me again, Spadoni.
Now, you've been good today. You've been very supportive, man.
Who?
You. Lori Matthews was like, you love to narrate my failures, but I was like, Lori, I hit the second one now.
You see the Denver Nuggets put on a clinic the other night?
They were down 12. And if D'Lo wouldn't doo-doo on himself every time they play the Nuggets, Lakers got action tonight. All you need is one on the road.
Sure, sure. That's right, because you got the Lakers going to the Western Conference
Don't let
finals.
Will of the Dibs.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, I won't. You had the Warriors and the Lakers going far in the playoffs this year.
Don't rub it in, man.
What were you saying about me being supportive?
Lori Matthews was like, you love to narrate my failures. I was like, I hit the second ball.
You just narrate.
This wasn't as big a, the blunder as the knockout. Or the Warriors World Tournament.
Well, that's only because the video was a little sketchy on this last one. But
we got some sound, huh?
Yeah, we got. We'll play that in a sec. There's one other thing I was gonna say about. You guys have a good show on Friday?
We had a great
show. Evan, why don't you jump in here?
Yeah, we had a great show, Evan.
Evan, what'd you guys talk about on Friday when I wasn't here?
Well, a little bit of everything, a little bit of that. But I think that the highlight, at least according to the boss, because he actually came in and jumped on air to deliver the news, that apparently the crossover was at a different level.
I forgot.
And I'm not really sure why, but he did make a point to mention on the air that it was something different about it,
In terms of listenership?
Oh, just in terms of, the vibe, the punch, the energy.
The length.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The length.
Do you want to jump in to the crossover for me every day? You could.
Tomorrow I can be, because it'll be me and you.
Oh.
I'm laying my ad to rest. Thank you, Evan, for having my back.
Of course.
That's right. R.I.P. to your aunt.
Miss Palmer.
Absolutely. All right, so John Lynch, the 49ers general manager, met the media at about noon today, and he talked about the state of the team with the NFL draft coming up Thursday, the first round. And let's just take this one by one, since it is it's kind of breaking news, and he just talked. This is John Lynch talking about wanting Ayuk to be a Niner his whole career. Take a listen. A
couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing, but with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish, and our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. You know, as such, you know, I was a player once, and I never liked my business being out in the public, and so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and we'll focus on the draft here today.
All right, so can I be honest?
You need to be all the time.
That's a whole bunch of nothing. It's been a year since Mike Dunleavy said Jordan Poole was going to retire a Warrior. It's been it's been a week since Mike Dunleavy talked about, well, we definitely want Clay back, and we want Jonathan back, and we want Chris Paul back.
So you think that was just lip service?
Yes! Yes! It's all lip service. I'm not saying he's lying. They probably do want Brandon Ayuk back. I'm sure they do, on their terms. So, it's all just kind of window dressing. I'm not saying I don't think Ayuk's going to be here. The 49ers have a history of getting this stuff done.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably get it done. But this stuff is all superfluous to me.
You know what? If I'm a Niner fan, I liked what he led off with. And he cited the Debo Samuel thing. And you know how we got jiggy with it in regard to what was being said out there. And was Debo, you know, tired of his role? Was he being overused? And you know what, Stoney? They got it worked out. So they get the BOD for me, the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to put it on a rat on the table. We got the shirts, and we're out here at the Astro Pest Control Tournament. Stoney, the window stays open for oh so long. And to me, if it's about revenge and finally getting that first ring under Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, you know you're close. I mean, you were hella close, hecka close, whichever one you want to use. Why would you even risk playing around in a year where you're going to decide, if you don't know already, what you're going to pay mystery relevant, your future, I believe, franchise quarterback? Why would you make his job more difficult by taking away one of his weapons? And regardless if Brandon Ayuk feels like he's not being utilized enough, money talks, Charlie Sheen. So I expect him to be back. And if you're telling me I'm a defensive coordinator and I'm the Rams or I'm the Cardinals and I'm the Seattle Seahawks and we play the Niners two times a year, and now all of a sudden I don't got to worry about Brandon Ayuk on the other side, I can focus on Kittle and, you know, and Debo and McCaffrey, that makes my job that much more easier. I'm not saying we can stop you, because obviously Kyle's gone to the Super Bowl with different players, but Brandon Ayuk is a piece, and I don't think I don't know, Stoney, but I don't think he's asking for the world, and you're
he's
right.
Asking to be paid top probably 10.
How good
receiver
do you think Ayuk is?
He's pretty good.
Well, I think we both agree on him
compared
to Debo.
Like the problem is they pay Debo. Just like the problem with Klay Thompson is the Warriors pay Draymond Green. So you gonna pay? Are you gonna pay Brandon Ayuk less than Debo Samuel, which is $24 million? Can you offer Brandon Ayuk as a better receiver less than $24 million?
Now I'm gonna say this, Donnie, and I'm not going against myself. I could also sit down with Brandon and say, you know what, Debo, you know, when healthy, he can do a hell of a lot more than
what you
can do.
So now you're penalizing me for being healthy.
If you take it that way, then that would be a slight.
If you were Brandon Ayuk, would you take less money than Debo Samuel?
I would want more.
Well, of course you would.
Oh, man.
Of course you would. You're a better receiver, and receivers get paid more than running backs. Just, it's okay to say, yes, you're going to need more than Debo Samuel.
I'm conflicted.
No, it's
because Debo
want
should
more.
Be looking more like everybody else too. You know, he ain't going to get the Tyreek Hill and the Jamar Chase type of deals, but it's bigger than just Debo. But if you're telling me the Niners just got to that's the mark they got to get to, I think they get to it.
John Lynch was asked about how he communicates with Brandon Ayuk.
You guys communicated. Did you use emojis or words?
There you go. The first question. We communicate well, and we love the guy. So thank you.
Well, did I miss something, Stoney? Oh boy, Dibs calls it. BM, Stoney, bad material. That was bad material.
Well, obviously, Ayuk's been
reporter.
I know. Ayuk's been communicating in emojis. All right, let's go to, hold on one sec.
Through social media, that's what he's referencing in his tweets and his Instagram.
Let's go to some a little more substantive. Lynch was asked if they received calls about Brandon Ayuk.
Given permission to his side to go.
Oh. Sure. We receive calls about a lot of players. Yeah.
I love Lynch, but I guess he's being a bully a little. Like, dude, ask you a question, man. This is specifically for Ayuk, John.
Yeah.
I mean, Evan, can we hear that one more time?
Sure.
Is that it?
We receive calls about a lot of players. Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't you just go jump in the lake, reporter, right? Like, come on, Stoney. You ain't got to do it like that.
I think the second part of that question is Mayoko asking if the 49ers gave Ayuk permission to look for a trade. Let's listen to what Lynch said.
Given permission to his side to go.
I'm not going to get in all those details. We're really focused on BA being part of us. He's under contract, and we're looking forward to that.
All right.
So does BA, I'm asking you, because I think he has leverage, and the leverage is I could hold out if you guys don't trade me by Thursday and you think I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, then this becomes a distraction that they dealt with Bosa.
The answer to me is that when Matt Mayoko just asked if the Niners gave Ayuk permission to look for a trade, John Lynch just said yes. That's what I heard.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
I'm
not getting in. I'm not getting into all that. Like, I think something's going on with Brandon Ayuk.
But if you go ahead, Zoe.
But I don't necessarily think he's for sure out the door.
But if you say that to the masses, as opposed to you, Stoney, you could feel that way, then it's really over. If you say, "Yeah, we said it was okay
over
for him
with
to
Debo Samuel,"
but I don't think it ever got to we were taking. I'm gonna tell you publicly that I told the guy he can go try to find a trade.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I mean,
got
to me, that
Debo
would be
Samuel.
Like, oh boy, it's really water on the boat. Then
I believe that in this day and age, the NFL, this is. The price of admission. This is the price of admission. And then maybe you tell Brandon Ayuk to go look for a trade. And then what? Doesn't mean the 49ers are going to do the trade. I mean, I see Brandon Ayuk, unfortunately, as a player without any leverage. I mean,
even with the holdout.
That's both sides. He's going to give up $14 million, which is what he's making this year. Sometimes you gotta, it's like I remember we had Bucky Brooks on. He said, you can always just tell him to come in onto that fifth-year salary. What if he doesn't come in?
Okay, yeah, then that's gangster.
Like, but that's what might be a possibility. Last one from John Lynch on the timeline of past deals that they've negotiated.
I think that's important. I think there is, human nature is that deadlines force these things. But, I think you can always learn from situations and you'd be a fool not to. I'd like to have our business tidied up at a little, those things, they ran the course they needed to. And I'm proud of our record of getting the guys we want to get done. But I'm right there with everyone else. I'd sure like it to happen sooner.
All right, so that was John Lynch talking about when they signed, when they re-signed Bosa, which was into the preseason, when they signed Debo Samuel, which was later on into the summer, and whether or not they're going to do something with Brandon Ayuk sooner or later, we'll find out. But
what position do you think the Niners
need? I mean, that was
attention.
I don't want to say that was useless, but
it was.
That was useless.
Well, salesmen, I'm calling them a salesman, they don't give you much. That poker face, you know?
Well, it wasn't really a poker face either. I saw a guy just trying to avoid the subject. Clearly, there's something going on with Ayuk. They're
well, that
seeing
we
a thing.
Know. Yeah. Right.
Well, and they don't. And
look at his brother and his girlfriend's tweets. You know, throughout the off season, Tony. So something's going on. But where is he going to get to?
That's a good question. Yeah. Let's go out to Austin. Austin's in San Jose. What's going on, Austin? How you doing?
Oh, he's calling the club. Hey, fellas. Good to talk to you. Welcome back, Steiny. Hey, you could be hanging out with the polo shirt crowd, man.
Yeah.
So remember, Steiny's used to that, man. Just hang on his coattails. He can show you how to act and all that
all
stuff,
right,
man.
All right, there you go.
Wine afterwards and all that good stuff. Hey, listen, on the 49ers, I'm not a Niner fan, Guru, you know, but, you know, this is Lion season. They call it Lion season with the GMs, man. Don't believe anything you hear because it's all BS leading up to the draft. They're not going to tell you anything. I would think the Niners are going to do something as part of the draft if they're going to move Ayuk. I have a trade proposal from my Commanders, though.
Let's help you out
with Ayuk, Guru. We'll trade straight up Scary Terry for Ayuk. What do you think?
You know what? I'm a pass. How about that?
How about Deron Payne for Ayuk? Straight up.
No, I think Ayuk is a future Pro Bowler, man. I'm hanging on to him. I think of Ayuk like you think about Kuminga. And I've seen more from Ayuk than we've seen from Kuminga. No shade to JK because I love him. But that's where I'm at on Ayuk. McLaren, I like him,
right,
but not more than the upside of Ayuk.
All right, real quick on the Warriors, man. I got to tell you guys, I watched the playoffs the last couple nights, and, man, it is distressing, embarrassing that we ended up in a 10th seed. I think that to Steiny's point, you got to blow it up, man. And I don't know that blow up means a lot of things to a lot of people, but what it means to me is that you cannot come back with the roster you had this year. I think you got to move two-thirds of the roster, and you can pick out which two-thirds you want to keep. But I'm moving two-thirds of that roster because you have to. I don't think Przemski and those guys, if you look at some of the big guys that are playing in the playoffs on the perimeter, they're not good enough, man, to guard those guys. I mean, and you guys said Moody is starting next year? Steiny, did you say Moody's your starting
Yeah,
that
was Steiny.
Are you kidding me? No way. If he's your starting two, you're not winning many games. That's all I got, guys. I'll keep listening. Thanks.
Yeah, what I said was, is there a way to lose Klay Thompson, not re-sign Klay Thompson, and be better at the two position? Can Moody play there? Can Przemski play there? Can you get somebody in here who can play two? And that's what, I mean, listen, the only way the Warriors are getting better is if they can move a Klay Thompson for somebody who's better.
And you know what?
I mean, how are you going to get better bringing Klay back? Like that. But I want to get back to Austin's first thought, which is absolutely positively he's right. This is lying season. I mean, everything Mike Dunleavy said was to, you know, obfuscate the truth. Everything John Lynch is saying is just to cloak what's really going on. The reality of the situation is the Warriors have a decision to make on Chris Paul. All right? He's probably not coming back. Why? Because he costs too much money. All right? They have a decision to make on Klay Thompson. Do they want him back? Yeah, I'm sure they want him back at about $12 million a year. Mm-hmm. Can they get him at $12 million? We'll see. But it's whether that number is going to come in their ballpark or not. Who else? Draymond Green, is he a part of the can Mike Dunleavy never imagine a scenario without Draymond Green? Of course he can't until he sees a scenario without Draymond Green. So I don't believe any of this stuff right now with the Warriors or the San Francisco 49ers. I'm leaning toward whether they chirp, they're probably going to sign Brandon Ayuk to an extension, and he'll be on the team next year.
Yeah, and Steiny, I'm not mad at anything you said.
But if he's not on the team next year, do we say, well, John Lynch is a liar? He said he wanted him to end his career here. That's what they do.
Well, no, of course that's what they do. My thing to you and the masses, and I'll get to Austin here in a second, Steiny, is, yes, Lion season, but the facts are the facts. Brandon Ayuk wants to get paid, and we've known own this. We saw this iceberg coming. Now it's just about Lynch, if he's playing poker, Steiny, or it's Lions season, Austin. It's going to come to a head Thursday. Now, do I believe he's going to get traded? Brandon Ayuk, Steiny, I don't. But now that I'm sitting here talking about it, I do think that tweet to Coach Tomlin in Pittsburgh about they say we look alike with the eye emoji, which happened, and I'm psyching that. To me, I've been around the game to where I think that was, hey, come get me. I want to get up out of here. Now, does that mean he won't be in the red and gold? No. But, Steiny, I'll be shocked. I just think highly of Ayuk to where the Niners, you know, will make the smart decision for them. And that, to me, is we got a youngster at quarterback who's coming off a great season that took us to the Super Bowl. We're about to give him the bag after this season. Ayuk helps him look as great as possible. So why would we get off of that? You could say the money. Okay, we'll see. But I don't think I told you what I'm about to unload right here. And this is why I'm having trouble with watching the NBA playoffs. And I think I told Evan this Friday. Steiny, the more I watch that Warrior and Sacramento King game, I want to give you and Austin credit. I'll give Austin credit. The credit is you guys were early to the party. I've been in somewhat denial, not on purpose, about our low and our floor, how bad it could actually get. And I didn't think the Sacramento Kings had the pieces, especially without Monk and Herter, to make our offense, I'm saying our offense look so just like, they just rushed them. They just looked more athletic. And this is Sacramento, who got ran out the gym by the Pelicans. So all I'm saying to everybody listening to 95.7 The Game, if I'm Joe Lacob, Daryl Lacob, everybody can be had except number 30. That's where I'm at. So, Steiny,
well,
this is hard.
Where you were at watched Oklahoma City, and you could have seen the Warriors beating them yesterday.
Now this is
so
where I got to ask you.
Are we a one-seeder? Okay. Are we a 10th seed?
No, see, it's nuanced, Donnie.
Okay.
It's nuanced. And I understand there is a major gap from here to Texas in regard for the Warriors being able to play OKC. They didn't earn it. They didn't get there. But, Steiny, a seven-game series and the Warriors on a good day could give OKC. Okay. And I could probably put five other teams in there.
Dude, but what does that mean? Like, what does it really mean?
Okay, hold on.
Seriously.
I'm about to tell you because I'm going to use your words against you, and I've been getting better at it. You said the other day before the Sacramento King game that the play-in game was anything could pop off. You didn't say it could be fluke, but the fact that you're in that one-game situation, maybe you don't play your best or something happens to where when that game is over, regardless of the fallout, and if it sends you home, you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, that really wasn't us. Okay. And that's what you said to me. So I've watched all the Warrior games, and I believe had they got in the series and been able to breathe as an older team of knowing it's not one and done, they could give OKC some problems. Do they win, Steiny? I'm not saying, take it to the bank. But I understand you just this whole mindset of me coming up with this. How can you go there when they couldn't even be sacked?
And
I'll give you that. But
yeah, and I mean, but that's the thing. I know you don't truly believe that, because if you truly believe that, then you would want to run it back. Because if you truly think you can be competitive with the best team in the Western Conference, then you would have to give it another shot if you really believed it.
Okay. And if
I don't
really,
think you really believe it.
All right. Now, that's fair. But, Steiny, if you really listen to me, a couple of days ago you asked me, Goo, if they run it back, would you be mad? And I said, no, I can understand it. And that's why I did the math, divide, multiply, with the Draymond Green suspension. So it just doesn't have to be one thing, Steiny. I believe Joe Lacob, they are strapped. You go get player A, player B. You know what? They may not even be in your price range. They may not exist. And then it's about Draymond being on best behavior and we run it back. I told you I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Those words came out of my mouth. So when you say, you know, I'd be a proponent for that, I'm not 100% into that, but I could warm up to it.
Yeah, I don't think Joe Lacob can warm up to that at all. And I think Joe Lacob,
is when we find out. You said Lion season. How about if I give you this, Donnie? This is when we're going to find out the killer season, especially if he feels like he went out on a limb for Draymond, and this is how Dre paid him back by hijacking the season, getting suspended, and costing them the playoffs. Like, that could really be on the table.
We'll see.
How would you feel if you gave a guy $400 for $100?
I wouldn't have given him $400 for $100.
But if people were in your ear saying, don't do it.
I wouldn't have. I gave up on this team a year ago. Mm. I did. And some people aren't willing to give up on it now, and I get it. They won more games this year. But, the idea, I'm just going to tell you this.
Yeah.
If I were, you know, you can tell, Warriors season ticket holder, left, right, and in the middle. I'll tell you right now, if I'm a Warriors season ticket holder, I'm not crazy about knowing Draymond Green might be on this team for the next 3 years after the last 2 years he had. And his play is declining, man. And he's becoming worse and worse of a teammate.
Okay.
That's, to me,
I feel that.
Discouraging.
Can I give you one more thing before we go to break here? And I mean this, and Evan, you can tell me what you think on the other side. But the reason I can't let the James Wiseman miss go, Stania, had he panned out, you could have moved off Dre easily.
I mean, if James Wiseman were a player, then I'd say yes. But he's like, no. He's not a player.
Nah.
Like, there wasn't a player there. Like, there wasn't a player there that would have allowed you to move off Draymond Green, I don't think. Maybe a Kongwu, but
no. But if Wiseman was big, that you saw some that was a starter, that, blocking shots and controlling the paint. Then Draymond could be expendable.
But he was never that guy. Like he.
Well, they thought he was when.
Then that was a big mistake. Right, but it's not like there was a 7-footer sitting there at 7 that they could have had that was five times better. 888-957-9570 is the number. And let me see. Bear with me. Reminder, you can catch all 4 hours of Steiny and Goo on the free Odyssey app. You can download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. Also, that segment sponsored by Safeway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.